Today's daf is Bava Metzia Daf Chav Vav, and we are 19 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Hey Amid Beis, the two dots, Motza Kli Ba'ashba. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasuna Batzara Vashivya. So moving along in Perek Elu Metzias, the Mishnah said, Motza Kli Ba'ashba, if somebody finds a keli in the garbage dump, Mechosa, if it was covered, Lo Yigaba, you shouldn't touch it. Megula, if it was uncovered, noitel, he should pick it up, umachris, and he should announce that he found this. In other words, he should try to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Zokta Gemara Viriminu, I'll ask you a kasha from a braisa that seems to blatantly contradict this halacha. Matzakli tamun ba'ashba, if somebody found a keli that was hidden inside the garbage dump, noitel umachris, what he should do is he should pick it up and it should be machris. Shekein derech Ashba lefanois, and the reason is because the derech is eventually at some point the garbage dump gets disposed of, and as a result, if you're going to leave this keli there, at some point it's going to be lost, and whoever put it there is not going to have it anymore. The Mishnah said if somebody finds a kli mechusa ba'ashba lo yigaboy, he shouldn't touch it. The Braisa says if somebody finds a kli tamun ba'ashba, it's not a kasha. Ha bikubi bikasi, ha bisakini vahamnik. The Mishnah that says that if somebody finds a keli ba'ashba, that's mechusa, you shouldn't touch it. It's talking about large kelim. Kubi is a barrel, kasi is a kois. The Braisa that says that if somebody finds a kli tamam ba'ashba, he should be noitel umachris. It's talking about if he found small kelim. Sakini, a knife, hamnik, that's a tool that was used by the Seferim. Either way, bekubi bekasi lo yiga, if he found kubi bekasi, these larger kalim, he should leave it there. Besakini vehamnik, noitul amachris, if however he finds smaller kalim, then he should be noitul amachris. And the reason Rashi says is that if you find large kalim that are hidden in the garbage dump, chances are that the person knew what he was doing. He hid it there for a reason. As a result, you shouldn't be touching it. If, however, you find smaller kalim, so then it's very possible that this person, when he threw out the garbage, accidentally, he ended up throwing out something that really he didn't want to throw out. As a result, if you find it there, the halacha is noitul machris, you should be machris. Either way, Rav Zvid is the first teretz of the Gemara. The Mishnah says that if somebody finds a kli mechusa ba'ash, by the Braisa says if somebody finds a kli tamu ba'ashba noitul machris, one is talking about a larger keli, then lo yigabai, the other is talking about a smaller keli, then you noitul machris. Rapapa said haba haba kubi v'kasi. Really, side the Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about larger keli. V'loi kasha, but it's not a stira. Kam ba'ashba asuya lefanois. Kam ba'ashba she'eno asuya lefanois. When the Mishnah says that if somebody finds kli tamu ba'ashba, the halacha is lo yigaboy. It's talking about ashpa she'ena asuya lefanos. This is ashpa that no one is going to take and dispose of. As a result, it's safe there. If you find it, it looks like somebody put it there. It's hidden. Lo yigaboy, you shouldn't touch it. When the Braisa says that if you find the kli tama ba'ashpa, you noitel umachris, it's talking about ashpa that's asuya lefanos. As a result, at some point, it's going to be disposed of. Therefore, what you should do is you should pick it up and you should be machris, because otherwise, the person's going to lose it. But the Gemara asks Akasha, Ashba Asuya Lefanois, Aveda Midase, Luchura, Ashba Asuya Lefanois is something that the owner, when he put it there, knew at some point it was going to be disposed of. If that's the case, he put it there knowing that he was going to lose it. It's what's known as an Aveda Midas. Usually, an Aveda by definition is not Midas. But this is an oxymoron. It's an Aveda Midas, meaning the person knew that he was going to lose it. And if that's the case, why do you have to be Noitul Machris? The halacha should be Hare Elu Shaloi. An Aveda Midas is the equivalent of Hefker. For sure, you should be able to keep it. So the Gemara says, Eli, you have to tweak Rapapa's teretz a little bit. But ashba she'en asuya lefanos, really, it's talking about it was ashba she'en asuya lefanos. However, v'nimlach olel lefanos, and then whoever owned the ashba changed his mind and he decided to be mefanet. When the person put it there, it was in asuya lefanos, thus it's not an aveda midas. Now he decided to be mefanet, so at this point the person's going to lose it, and that's what the braisa means when it says noitul umachris. So either way, we have two terutzim to reconcile this blatant contradiction between Mishnah and Braisa. The Mishnah says if somebody finds a kli mechusa ba'ashba lo yigabai. The Braisa says if somebody finds a kli tamu ba'ashba, Noitel umachris. Rabbi Zvid said loikasha. One is talking about larger kelim, then loyigaboy. The other is talking about smaller kelim, then you noitel umachris. Rabbi Papa said loikashpa. One is talking about ashpa asuya lefanois, then the loch is noitel umachris. The other is talking about ashpa she'en asuya lefanois, then the loch is loyigaboy. Faith the Gemara. Bishlam the Rabbi Papa. Bishlam according to Rabbi Papa. Hainu diktoni shekein derech ashpa lefanois. I understand the loshen of the brayso. The brayso said if somebody finds a kli tama ba'ashpa, you noitel umachris. Why? Because the derech is for the ashpa lefanos. According to Rapapa, very good. We're talking about ashpa suya lefanos. Grada, when he put it there, it was ein asuya lefanos. It was nimachalel lefanos. But the bottom line is, the reason that the braisa gives is consistent with the explanation of Rapapa. We're dealing with ashpa suya lefanos. That is what the braisa said. Ela Rab Zvid. But according to Rab Zvid, maisha kein derech ashpa lefanos. What does the braisa mean when it says that the reason you noitel umachris is because the ashpa is asuya lefanos? It has nothing to do with that. According to Reb Zvid, when are you noitel lemachris? When it's small kelim. And what's the svar of small kelim? Rashi explained, it's because we assume that the person accidentally threw his fork out together with the garbage. But it has nothing to do with the fact that the ashpa is asuya lefanos. The point is not, is the ashpa asuya lefanos, not asuya lefanos. The point is big kelim, small kelim. So according to Rab Papa, the time of the braisa is the right time. According to Reb Zvid, it's not the right time. Says the Gemara, you have to tweak it a little bit. You have to say that according to Reb Zvid, what does it mean when the braisa says shekein derech ashpa lefanois? It means shekein derech ashpa lefanois lo kelim ketanim. The derech is that when someone throws something into the garbage, sometimes with the garbage he throws kelim ketanim. That is the point that the braisa was making. Enochinami. It doesn't mean that it's the derech to take the garbage and then be mefanit. What it means is, it's the derech to sometimes be mafan of things when you're throwing something into the ashpa. In other words, according to Rav Papa, the braisa will be saying Rav Papa's pshat, it's ashpa asuya lefanois, and according to Rav Zvid, the braisa will be saying Rav Zvid's pshat, and that is that there's small kelim that sometimes accidentally get thrown in to the ashpa. Zok demishle vayta matzah begal. If somebody finds a metzia inside a gal, a very large heap of stone, ubekoysel yashin, or he finds a metzia inside a wall, specifically an old wall. Harei elu shloi d'alachas, he's allowed to keep it matzah because it's a chadash. What happens if somebody finds a metziah inside a new wall? Mechetzi olachot, if it's from the midway point of the wall towards the Rishos HaRabim, Shaloi is allowed to keep it. Mechetzio v'lefnim, if it's, however, the inner part of the wall, Shabalabayis, it belongs to the Balabayis. Im hoya maskiroi l'acherim, let's say this wall is a house that was used as a rental property, meaning there's always different people living there, then the halach is, not only if you find it in the wall, but afilu matzah b'toich habayis, even if you would literally find it in the house itself, harei elu shaloi, the halacha is, you would be able to keep it. Either way, the Gemara now is going to discuss the Mishnah. So the Mishnah began and said, matzah begal, if somebody finds a metziah in a gal, or if somebody finds a metziah in a koisel yashan, harei elu shaloi. So if somebody finds a metziah in a gal, the assumption is that whoever lost it was miyayish from it, and therefore, if you find it, you're allowed to keep it. If somebody finds something inside a wall, old school, if it's an old wall, you're allowed to keep it. Says the Gemara, why? Meaning, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, why doesn't it belong to the owner of the house? Why isn't it finders keepers? Whoever owns the house should definitely have a claim that this is mine. It sounds like we don't even ask him his opinion. If I find it there, I'm allowed to keep it. So the Gemara brings a braisa that discussed this halacha. Tana, neteisha yachal loy maloy. Because the person that found the metziah can tell the owner of the house, shel amoyro enhen, that I believe that this metziah is an antique. This is really, really old. It dates itself back to the times of the Amoyro, meaning when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, so you had all the Knanim and the seven nations that were living there. I believe it is that old, and obviously if it belongs to the Amoraim, so it's an Avedas Akum, whoever owned it was Miyayish like a few thousand years ago, and as a result, if you want to keep it, you'd be allowed to keep it. But the Gemara says, I don't understand. What kind of claim is that? Atu Amoraim Matzni Yisrole Matzni? Since the Amoraim, a lot of Jews might have lived in these houses. So Mehechatesi, you can have a Koyach HaTayne and say that it belongs to the Amoraim. So the Gemara says, Lo Yitzricha, you have to say the Shasich Tvei. It's talking about where this was very rusty, it was very moldy. It looks like it was actually there based on carbon dating a very, 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 very long time. To the extent that there's some umdana that suggests that it's been here this long, that's when the halach is that if you want to keep it, you'd be allowed to keep it. There's a very interesting Tosfos, top Tosfos on Chavav Amud Aleph, where Tosfos asks that why don't we say that the Yid who's living there now, who has this Metziah literally in his wall, is koina the Metziah with Chatzar. Why is he not koina with Kinyan Chatzar? It was in his Chatzar. So let's assume it's Taker from the Amirah. Okay, so it's Hefker now. It's in my Chatzar. And even though the person didn't know it was there, but we learned the Gemara together not so long ago, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Chatzere Shal Adam is koina loy shalay midaytot. As long as it's a Chatzar Amishtameres. So Frek Toysfiz, I understand, why is the person not koinit with his Chatzar? And Toys asked the Kasha also, where somebody found it inside a gal. Why don't we say that? The person's gal is the one that's zoich in it. So I was miyayish, or it belonged to the Amiram, but right now, let my gal, let my kersel be koinit. And Toys has a very big a person's chatzar can't be kind of something if there's a chance that you're never going to know about it. And being that over here there's a possibility you're never going to know that this was here, over there there's no halach of kinyan chatzar. My chatzar could be kind of for me without my knowledge if at some point I will have knowledge of what happened over here. But being that over here it's possible I'm never going to know about it, over here there is no kinyan chatzar. Either way, the Mishnah continued and said, "Bekoisel chadash." What happens if somebody finds a metziah in a new wall? If it's in the outer part, from the midway point towards the Rishas HaRabim, then you're allowed to keep it. If it's in the inner part, then it's going to belong to the Balabais. What's the svara? If it's in the outer part, we assume that someone from the Rishas HaRabim put it there. If that someone put it there, we assume that he was miayish. And the reason is because there's a chance that someone's going to find it, not know who to return it to, and as a result, keep it. So therefore, the assumption is whoever, quote-unquote, lost it there was miayish. If it's michetzi velefnim, then we assume that the balabais is the one that put it there. If the balabais is the one that put it there, so even if he lost it, meaning he doesn't remember, but at the same time, he's not miayish, because in his mind, if someone's going to find it there, so that person is going to assume that it belonged to the Balabayas, and he's going to know to return it to him. But really, in short, if it's Michetzioi Velochutz, it belongs to someone from the Rishus HaRabim, there's no way to know who that someone is. The person knows there's no way to know who that someone is. Thus, he's Miyayish, Michetzioi Velochnim, it's from the Balabayas, because the assumption is that he's probably the one that put it. Rav Ashi said, Sakina, if somebody finds a knife inside a wall, Basar Kata. So then you look at the handle of the knife, meaning if the handle of the knife is pointing Lachutz, you assume it came from Bachutz. If the handle of the knife is pointing Bifnim, you assume it came from Bifnim. The Kisa Basar Shantse. And if somebody finds a kiss, as in a wallet, so then you look at the straps. If the straps are facing outside, it came from outside. Inside, then it came from inside. So the Gemara says, Ela Masisin Diktani, Mechetzev Lachutz Shaloi, Mechetzev Lachim Shabal Abayis. I don't understand. The Mishnah says that you look at, is it in the midway towards the outer part or the midway towards the inner part? Velechsi, why are we measuring how many feet it is away from the middle? L'chura, ikata l'gav, ikata l'bar, ishansi l'gav, ishansi l'bar. The only thing we should be looking at is where's the handle. The only thing we should be looking at is where the straps. Meaning, you're telling me that just look at the kata of the sakin, look at the shanse of the kiss. That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, is a mechetzev l'chutz or is a mechetzev l'fnim? So the Gemara says, you have to say masis. And the Mishnah's talking about udra v'naskin. The Mishnah's talking about something that doesn't have a handle. It's talking about udra. Rashi says, udra is Mukhin. Mukhin is stuffing. Naska of Naska de Rababa fame, so that's just like a bar of silver or whatever the Naska is. But the point is, Rashi says, Shal Kesef. So the Udra and the Naska are things that don't have handles because they don't have handles. So over there, you can't go Basar the handle. You can't go Basar the strap. So what could you go Basar? Is it Michetzioi Vilifnim or is it Michetzioi Vilichutz? Tana, we learned in a Braisa that commented on this halacha. Let's say somebody finds a wall and the wall is just filled with a whole bunch of metzias. So then the halacha is chalken, meaning chalken, anything that's from the outer part is for the outside, the inner part is the inner. It's obvious. Why should it be different if the wall is filled with all these different things? So the Gemara says, it's talking about where the wall was a little bit on a tilt. Mal de tema, I would have thought ishtapuche ishtapuch. I would have thought that really it was all on one side. So let's say it's tilting towards the bifnim. I would have thought that really everything was mibachutz. But because it's tilting, so some of the stuff ended up in the inner part of it. So I would have thought that even though there's some of it that's in the inner part of it, we should view it as if it's in the outer part. Why then is it in the inner part? Because it's on a slant a little bit. Ishtapuche ishtapuch. And therefore the halacha should be areilu shaloi kamashmal. And that's the chiddush, that if the wall is filled with it, even if it's on a tilt, the halacha is still going to be yach loiko. Back to the Mishnah. Imhoya maskiroi. Let's say the house that you found this metziah in the wall, was a rental house. So then the halacha is afilu matzah b'toich habayis hareil shalai. You can keep it, and not only could you keep it if you find something in the wall, but even if you would find it in the actual house, the halacha is you'd be able to keep it. Meaning, what's the chiddush? You just found something in someone else's house. What's the havamina? You can keep it. The teretz is it's a rental property, and because it's a rental property, this person doesn't live there. He rents it out to different people. So in that instance, the halacha is that if you find something in the wall, or even if you find it literally in the living room, the halacha is hare elu shaloi, you're allowed to keep it. Faith the Gemara kasha, a very obvious kasha. V'amai, why is it that if you find something in a rental property, you get to keep it? Lezel basa basra. Why don't we say it belongs to the last person that stayed there? Doesn't that make sense? And the background to the Gemara is Kasha. The Gemara is going to answer it in a fancy way, based on a Mishnah in Shkolim, which is also a Gemara in Psachim. But the background to the Gemara's Kasha is that, you know, if somebody stays in a rental property, you stay in a hotel, so before you leave, you clean up. That's usually what you do. So the assumption, L'chaira, is that if you would find something in a hotel room, it's probably not from someone that stayed there 3 months ago. It's probably the last person that stayed there overlooked it, because the person afterwards probably would have found it and kept it or gave it to the lost and found. I have no idea. But there's definitely a svara, if you want to think about this in a rational way, that the last person that was there is probably the person that lost it. So Freit the Gemara, why is it that if it's a rental property, Hare Elu Shalai, why are you shalai? I understand it shouldn't go to the balabayas because he doesn't live there. He rents it out to other people. But you know what the halacha should be? It should be v'lezel basabas. You should give it to the last person. That was it. Milay tanan zok gemara. And isn't really this svara, which again is super logical? You wouldn't think you need a mishnah or a brisa to support it, but it happens to be a mafurish mishnah. Where is this? Moish shenimtzu lufnei soich rebehema. If somebody found money in the presence of people that traded in cattle. In Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, the halacha is la'ila ma'isa. You always assume that this is ma'isa sheni money. So we know that ma'isa sheni money had to be brought to Yerushalayim, and you had to buy food with it. Rashi says that the food that people used to buy with it was cattle that was brought as a korban shlamim. You didn't have to, but that's what was usual and customary. Now, people would bring their ma'isa sheni money up to Yerushalayim, and sometimes they didn't have the ability to spend all of it. I mean, you have to eat a lot if you're going to just spend all the money and buy food. That's a lot of flesh, right? So what they would do is they would give it to Aniyim, or they would give it to their Oyhavim, their friends. But the point is that the Maisa Sheni money was usually used to buy cattle. Ad Kidei Kach, the Chazal said that if you find money in the presence of the Soichre Behema, this is probably Maisa Sheni money. I mean, this is someone that was looking to buy a behemah, he dropped it. Most people that bought behemahs bought so using Maisa Sheni money. But Harabayas, what if somebody finds money on the Harabayas? He's on the Harabayas and he looks down and he finds a $100 bill. Chulin, you assume it's chulin. And Rashi says that this that we say it's, we assume it's chulin, is even during Yontif. I mean, what does it mean, even during Yontif? Because during Yontif, the Oile Regalim used to come, and that's when they used to bring their Maisa Sheni money. So really, this is Nogei, the punchline of the Gemara. Most of the money that was circulating Yontif time was Maisa Sheni money. But just to be clear, Maisa Sheni is a lot. And Maisa Sheni had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And people didn't always come to Yerushalayim. Yontif time, people were there. So the assumption is that the Olam has all their Maisa Sheni money that they've been waiting to spend come Yontif. And as a result, if you find money, it's very mistaber that it came from someone that just dropped it. And as a result, what money did he drop? He dropped Maisa Sheni money. Stating that, if somebody finds money in the Harabayas, we assume it's chulin. And the reason, says Rashi, is Because although during Yontif, most of the money is Maisa Sheni money, but during the entire year, most of the money is not Maisa Sheni money. So you don't go bus or most of the money circulating today. You go bus or most of the money that circulates over the course of the year. And being that during the course of the year, most of the money is Chulin money. So therefore, if you find it in the Harabais, it's going to be Chulin. Ube Yerushalayim, what about in Yerushalayim? B'shayim Maisa Shana Chulin. If you find money in Yerushalayim, not by the Soichir Behemoth, just somewhere in a street corner in Yerushalayim, we assume it's Chulin. If, however, you find money in Yerushalayim during Yontif, then the halach is hakol meiser. It's going to be treated as meiser sheni money. So we need one part of this Mishnah. The Mishnah has a whole Shulchan Aruch of what happens if somebody finds money, Yerushalayim, Harabayis, Lefnei Soicher Behema, Yontif, not Yontif. We need one thing, and that is, if somebody finds money in the Harabayis, you always assume it's Chulin. If somebody finds money in Yerushalayim, B'shayim Mois HaShani, you assume it's Chulin. But B'shas HaRegel, you assume it's Maisa. Let's say this a little bit differently. If somebody finds money in the Harabayis, B'shas HaRegel, you assume it's Chulin. If somebody finds money, B'shas HaRegel, in Yerushalayim, you assume it's Maisa Sheni money. What's the reason for this distinction? Meaning, why is it that if you find money, B'shas HaRegel, in the Harabayis, we say it's Chulin? Whereas if you find money, B'shas HaRegel, in Yerushalayim, we assume it's Hekdesh. So said, Rav Shmaya Bar Zeira, I'm going to tell you the reason. Hoyol v'shukei Yerushalayim, asuyin l'schabit b'chol yoyim. In the Harabayis, the reason we assume the money is Chulin, even B'shas HaRegel, is because most of the money that circulated in the Harabayis during the course of the year was chulin money. In Yerushalayim, we don't care about what happened most of the year. We care about what have you done for me lately, right? Proverbially speaking. We care about most of the money today. And the reason is because if somebody dropped money 3 months ago, you know what happened? It was swept away. Because the Shukei Yerushalayim were asuyin l'schabit b'chol yom. There were always holy people that were sweeping the floors of Yerushalayim. And as a result, all that money already was taken away. And it's for that reason. So there's nothing to worry. Oh, maybe the money came from then. Elamai, it's from today. It's from yesterday. Oh, it's from today and from yesterday. Right now, it's Yontif. Most of the money on Yontif is Mais Nesheni money. It's for that reason we assume that. This is a little counterintuitive. Yerushalayim, they used to sweep every single day. The Harabayis, they didn't. Why not? I think it'd be just the opposite. Sweep Yerushalayim, which has Kedusha. Harabayis, which has even more Kedusha, Kal V'chomer. So Rashi says two reasons. Number one, Rashi says that the Harabayis was a har. It was a mountain. And as a result, the dust would, on its own, the wind would cause it to eventually sweep away from the mountain, and therefore it wasn't necessary to sweep it. Additionally, there was halach, you weren't allowed to walk with your shoes in the Harabayis. And as a result, it actually never got so dirty, it never got so dusty, as opposed to the streets of Yerushalayim. But what do you see from here? Almo amrina kamoi kamoi aslu, v'hani achrini ninu. What do you see? You see that if somebody finds money, b'shasa regla Yerushalayim, you don't assume that it came from all the money of the year. You assume it came from today. Why? Because all the other money was already swept away. So freik the gemar hachanam, me, why don't we say the same thing? If somebody finds a mitzia in a rental property, we should say kama kama ozal. All the mitzias and things that were left over by people that stayed there previously is gone. Vahani de basruhu. And this is already new money. Or it's a mitzia that came from the person that stayed there previously. And if that's the case, the halacha should be not arei elu shaloi, the halacha should be that you have a chiyuv to return it to the last person that was there. So again, this was a little bit of a long-winded question. But what's the question? The Mishnah says if somebody finds a mitzia in a rental property, keep it. Why? Because you don't know who lost it. The balabais, he doesn't live there. He rents it out to different people. It could be from any one of these people that he left it to. It's just like you found it in a Rishus Rabbim. So the law is that you're allowed to keep it. Freik the Gemara, what do you mean? Give it to the Basra, the last person. Right? When a person leaves his house that he rented, he checks it. So shouldn't we assume the last person that was there that overlooked it? Because the person before that, it would have been swept away by the person that came after him. Says the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Bar Kapara. So Reish Lakish said in the name of Bar Kapara, you have to say, Kigoyin Shasoi Pundik L'Shloishi Yisrael. You have to say, he's talking about the last person that lived there wasn't just one person. There were three Yidden together that rented this property. And because there was three Yidden that rented this property, so you don't know which one of the three people it fell from. Therefore, the halach is, if you want to keep it, you're allowed to keep it. In other words, if something falls from one of three people, we assume that that person was miyayish, and therefore, if you want to keep it, you can keep it. Meaning, it's not like I have no idea who it came from. No, I can narrow it down to three people. But the reason I'm allowed to keep it is because there's an assumption that it probably fell from one of these three chevra. Whoever is the one that dropped it probably was Miyayish, and therefore you can keep it. So the Gemara says, that's an interesting assumption, that if somebody loses something and he's together with two other people, he's probably Miyayish. Sounds like, by the way, even if there's a simon, right? No one said anything about there not being a simon. Even if there's a simon, the halacha is you're allowed to keep it. What does this sound like? This sounds like Rav Shimon Alazar's halacha that we saw two da'afin ago. That if somebody loses a davar sheyesh by simon, the makom sharabim mitzuyin sham, we assume for sure he was miayish. Now, if you remember, there was a shayla. In fact, there were five shaylas that the Gemara had as it relates to halacha Rav Shimon Alazar. One of them was, did Rav Shimon Alazar say his halacha only by Rav Kananim, or did he say it even by Rav Yisrael? The Gemara just said, Rish Lakish quoting Bar Kapara, it's talking about Kagoyd Shasoy Pundik with Shloisha Yisrael. So it sounds like there were three yid in there. And we assume for sure the person was Miyayish. So the Gemara says, Shmami, no, should we not prove from here that Allah is Rav Shimon Alazar, that Allah is like Rav Shimon Alazar, Afilu B'Rav Yisrael? Meaning, number one, that Rav Shimon Alazar said is Allah, Afilu B'Rav Yisrael. And number two, if we're quoting this to make sense of a Braisa or a Mishnah, then must be this is the halacha also. So you see that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Alazar, and the Rav Shimon Alazar said his halacha, Afilu B'Rav Yisrael. But the Gemara says, Olam Rav Nasha Bar Yaakov, it's not Muchach. You could always tweak the teretz a little bit. Going to Asoy Pundik, L'Shloisha Oivde Kechavim. Maybe he wasn't Asoy Pundik, L'Shloisha Yisrael. Maybe it was really Oivde Kechavim. Meaning we just added Yisrael. But Anachanami, if for some reason that rankles you in any way, shape, or form, then Lav Dafka, it has to be Yisrael. It could be Oivde Kechavim. Rashi says, by the way, once you make the kimta that you talk about Oivde Kecham, doesn't have to be three Oivde Kecham. It could be even one Oivde Kecham. One Oivde Kecham, and that would already be enough, because if you know it was an Oivde Kecham, it's Aveda Zakam. Aveda Zakam is mutter anyways. Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbi Baravu. Rav Nachman said it, the name of Rabbi Baravu. Afilu Teimu L'Shalosh Yisrael. You could say that what Bar Kapara meant was the Mishnah is talking about we gave it to three Yisrael. If that's the case, is this not a Rai? The Rav Shimon Alazar said as Halacha, Afilu with the Rabbi is Yisrael. So says Rav Nachman Asvara. He says, my time, what's the reason for it? Because Ahud enough of me name Miyayish. In this case, for sure the person's Miyayish. Meaning, even if you're going to tell me the Rav Shimon Alazar never said his halacha b'Rav Yisrael, because if it's Rav Yisrael, the assumption is the person's not Miyayish. Why is he not Miyayish? Because I know it's a bunch of Jews here. Someone's going to find it. He's going to want to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. That's a Gishmaka mitzvah. It's a Chaviva mitzvah. And as a result, I'm assuming someone's going to want to return it to me. And therefore, even though it's a Rabbim, I'm not Miyayish. Only by Rav Kananim. But this is different. You know why this is different? Because this person, he stayed in a hotel room with three people, and then all of a sudden he's missing something. He's choshed for sure one of these two guys took it. Now, he called him out, speak it out, bal peh first, and they're not admitting it. But in his mind, one of these guys must have taken it. It just sounds right. And as a result, maybe it's here and only here that he's Miyayish. Let's see it inside. So the Gemara says, over here, Ahud enough of me name Miyayish. The person who lost it is Miyayish, because Meimar Amar, he's thinking the following. Mechti, inish achrin alihavi bahadi. Elahani. I mean, as far as I know, the only people that had access to this room were these two guys. Nu, Amri Kamayu Kami Zimnu Lahajuli. Little dramatic. It's already been many times that I've told them, return it to me, Lahajuli, and they didn't return it. Vahashtu Lahajru, and now you think they're going to return it? Ida Tayu Ladura. Had they had a mind to return it, Hadru and Nahali, they would have done it already. And the reason they didn't return it is because they plan on stealing it. The bottom line is, it could be this case is unique. Because being that over here, he knows that he was there with these two chevra, and now he lost something and he can't find it. He assumes they must have taken it, and they're not returning to him, thus he's Miyayish. So it could be ordinary if you lose a Metziah and a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where it's Rabbim Metzuyan, he's hopeful he's going to find it. He has faith in Klal Yisrael, that are Rachmonim, B'nai Rachmonim, and they're going to return it if it's a Davar Sheyesh by Simon. And therefore, he's not Miyayish, B'Rav Yisrael, Kananim, but not B'Rav Yisrael. But this is different. The reason this is different is because here he was with specific people, he thinks they're the ones that took it, and it's here and only here that he's Miyayish. Zok the Gemara, this Svar of Rav Nachman, V'Ozda Rav Nachman L'Tamei. Rav Nachman said this same exact Svar in another place. In other words, he's literally tossed. I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Ros, Elosh Anafel Mishnayim, if somebody saw a coin fall from two people, Chayiv lahachzer, the halacha is he has an obligation to return this item. Meaning, he can't assume that whoever dropped it was Miyayish. He has to pick it up, assuming that whichever one of these two people dropped it really was not Miyayish. My timer, what's the reason? Chahud enough aminei loy Miyayish, because the person that dropped it is not going to be Miyayish. Meimar Amar, he's thinking the follows. Mech, let's see. Inish achrin alihavabadot. There's only one person with me. Elohai, him.
I'm assuming, meaning what happened was there were two people walking together. All of a sudden, one of these people notices that he doesn't have a seller. Now, in the meantime, someone else saw it. He picked it up and he's trying to figure out what he has to do with it. This person, in his mind, when he chaps he lost it, he's going to assume that the person that he was with is probably the person that picked it up. Now, he's going to ask him for it and the person may not give it to him. But he's still not miyayish, the one that trapped it. And the reason is because in his mind, what he's going to say is, I'm going to be toveya him, va'aminale antu deshaklase. That you probably took it from me. And when I'm toveya him, I'm going to get him to admit that he really took it from me. Now Rashi says, the reason this person is confident that when he's toveya this other person, this person is going to admit him that it was him, is because he has the ability, top Rashi, to make him swear shfuas heses. So in his mind, he has the ability to say that, I know you took my thing. You want to say, so the person has some level of confidence, and because he has some level of confidence, therefore he's not miyayish. So if you see something fall from two people, the halacha is, meaning one of the two people dropped it, but that person is walking with someone else, you have an obligation to be machzer it, because we assume for sure that the person is not miyayish, and the reason we assume he's not miyayish is because we think that at some point, this person, when he chaps, he lost it, is going to be teveya the other person, be mechayev and meshvuas hases, and he has the confidence that this person is ultimately going to admit. Now, what happens if this person swears a shvuas hases, and he says, I swear I didn't pick it up? Okay, so now the person's probably, yeah, going to be miyayish. So why are you chayev lahachzer? Maybe now, achshav, but I don't know, maybe in a week from now, after this plays itself out, at that person, that point, the person will be miyayish. So Rashi says that this member of Rav Nachman is going according to Abaya, who holds yish shaloi midas loy havi yish, and being that when you picked it up, it was b'isura asal yadeh, you had a chiv ashova. So even if the person is going to be miyayish later, it's not going to impact anything, and therefore the halacha is going to be chayv lahachzer b'shloisha. What happens if there were three people walking together, and one of the three people dropped something, and you see it? So the halacha is ain't a chayv lahachzer. If you want to pick it up, you're allowed to pick it up. My time, what's the reason? Because whoever dropped it, it's for sure going to be miyayish. Meimar Omar, he's going to say, Mechti Trei Havi Bahadoi. There were two other people with me. And because the two people with me, Ino Kitna Lahai, Omaloy Shakalte. Vino Kitna Lahai, Omaloy Shakalte. If I'm going to be Teve, one person is going to say, it wasn't me, it was the other guy. And if I'm going to be Teve, the other guy, he's going to say, it wasn't me, it was the other guy. And therefore, the person in his mind thinks he has no way of finding it. And because he has no way of finding it, so therefore we assume he's for sure Meyayish. And therefore, the halacha is, if you want to pick it up, you're allowed to pick it up. Frank Rashi, why can't he be Mashbiyim Shvuas Hases? Let him be Mashbiyim both of them Shvuas Hases. So Rashi says, because that's halacha and Shvuas Hases. The only time you can force someone to swear is if you come with a tainas bari. If you come with a tainas shema, you can never force somebody to swear. So if it's you and another guy, you could at least have confidence that the other person took it. Thus, you have a tainas bari. You can make him swear shvuas heses. In your mind, the shvuas heses is something you can rely on. Therefore, you're not miyayish. As opposed to where you don't know who took it, and you can narrow it down to two people. Although those are pretty good odds, but at the end of the day, you're still a Shema. And because you're still a Shema, you would not have the ability to go and make these people swear Shvuas Heses. Thus, we assume you're Miyayish. Amar Rava. Rava added to this. He said, Hayda Amar B'Shloisha Eini Chayv LaHachzer. This that Rav Nachman said, that if three people were walking together, one of them dropped something, you see it, you're allowed to go ahead and pick it up, you're allowed to keep it, because for sure the person is miyayish. That's only true. That's if the thing itself wasn't worth three prutas. Let's say the thing that you picked up is worth three prutas, meaning it's possible that there's a pruta that's represented by each one of the three people that were walking together. Vir chayv lahachzer, you have an obligation to return it. My time, what's the reason? Emer shutfi ninu, because we assume that maybe they were partners, v'loy miyayishu, and they were not miyayish. So this is interesting, and don't try this at home. But the Rava says that if there are three shutfim, and one of the shutfim drops something that belongs really to the three of them, and now all of a sudden he can't find it. It could be one of the other shutfin is playing a prank on him. Meaning, he doesn't plan on stealing it. He's making believe it's lost. Yeah, he's just chapping with him a little bit. But really, he hasn't, and he has every intention of returning it. So if somebody drops something, and there's two other people with him, this idea that you can keep it because for sure the person's going to be miyayish would only be true if you know for sure they weren't shutfin. If, however, they're shutfin, then it could be that the person is not miyayish because in his mind, my shutf is playing a game with me. And really, I have every intention of getting it back. So you have to make sure they're not shutfin. So I didn't make sure they're not shutfin. So you can't because you don't know unless you ask them. But Rava says that here's the Eitzah. The Eitzah is if it's worth less than three prutas, then you don't have to worry about it. You know what? Because then even if they're shutfin, it's not a problem. Because if they're shutfin, it would mean that each person owns less than a pruta. And the halach is, we're going to see this Gemara coming up, that you're not mechuyev to do Ashavas Aveda if the Aveda is worth less than a pruta. So before you keep it, you have to make sure that these guys weren't partners. Because if they're partners, could be there's a prank. The guy chaps could be it's a prank. He's not miyash. You can only keep it based on the assumption that the person was miyash. But in this case, you don't know that he was miyash. Maybe they're partners. Now, you can't know for sure they're not partners, but to the extent that each person has less than a shava pruta, then even if they're shutfin, you have nothing to worry about. Thus, that's the caveat. If it's worth three prutas, then you have to be chayish. Maybe they were shutfin. If not, you wouldn't have to worry about this. Ikud amri, some say, Amar Rava, Rava said, afagafta lesbe elo shava shtei prutas chayv lahachas. It doesn't have to be worth three prutas. Even if it's worth only two prutas, da loch is chayv lahachas. In other words, in the first lishna of the Gemara, what did Rava say? That the only time where, if the person dropped it amongst three people, that loch is any chayv lahachser, is if it's worth three prutas. Why three prutas? If it's worth three prutas, could be the shutfin. Shutfin, each person has a shava pruta, and as a result, halach is that you would have to return it. This is an aveda that has a chiv ashava, because each individual has a pruta in it. Person wasn't miyayish because he chaps it's a shutif, he's probably playing a game with him, and at some point he's going to admit that he really has it, and therefore the halach is he can't keep it. What would be if it was worth two prutas? Well, let's just speak this out. What would be if it was worth two prutas? If it was worth two prutas, so then the halach is that you would have to return it. Now, why don't we say that maybe it's two prutas, one of the two people is a shutif, and being that one of the two people is a shutif, so the person's not miyayish. Meaning, we said that if two people are walking together and a seller falls from one of the two people, the halacha is chayv lahachzer. Why? Because this person in his mind thinks, for sure the other guy took it, thus he's not miyayish. What if he's miyayish later? It's yesh lemidas. But he assumes for sure that that person is the one that took it, and therefore he's not miyayish. If a person's walking with shutfin, again, he's not miyayish. Why? Because the shutif is just messing with me, but I know I'm going to eventually get it. So when I'm walking with one person, I'm not miyayish. When I'm walking with my shutif or shutfin, I'm not miyayish. So Frank Rashi, and just really explaining the Gemara, what did Rava say? If you're walking with three people, and it's worth three prutais, then chayv lahachzer, because the person's not miyayish, because he chaps it's a shutfin. But if it was three people and it was worth two prutais, yeah. Why? Why don't we say that maybe of the two people, one of them is a shutif, the other one is not. So it's not three shutfin that together own something worth two prutas. It's two shutfin that together own something worth two prutas. But you know why the person's not miyayish? Because one of these three people is a shutif. He's not miyayish from the shutif. And the only other person is one guy. He'll be mashpiyim, shvuas hases. So he's not going to be miyayish from him either. So why, if it's worth two prutas, do we say that the person is not mechuyiv to return it? Why not? Because even if they're shutfin, each person owns less than a shava pruta, maybe two of them are shutfin, and of the two shutfin, each person owns a pruta, and the halacha should be chayiv lahachzer, because the person's not miyayish mitzad his shutif, because a shutif you never miyayish, and that one other person is also not miyayish. So Rashi explains that the only time we say a person's not miyayish from his shutif is if the shutif has no alibi. But to the extent that the shutif has an alibi, where he could always say, no, I'm not the one that took it, the other guy's the one that took it, so over there he thinks that the shutif is actually going to steal. This that he doesn't think the shutif is going to steal it, when it's only him and his shutif, or him and his shutfim. But to the extent that the shutif has a cover, where he could say, oh, I didn't take it, it's the other guy that took it. So then the fact that he's your shutif doesn't prevent me from being miyayish, and that's why in this case, he vaita would have been miyayish. Therefore, even if your scenario is right, where there are two shutfin that own it, in this case, even with the shutfin, he's going to be miyash. Meaning, the only time he's not going to be miyash with the shutfin is when they're all shutfin. But to the extent he's shutif with one of them, that's not going to be enough. Because if there's one other person that's not a shutif, the shutif will maybe steal it. And therefore, the person knowing that would end up being miyash. Either way, that's in the first lishon, that the only time Rav has said that the halacha is that shloisha ein chayv lahachzer is when it's worth less than 3 prutois. But if it's 3 prutois, so now they're emer shutfininu, maybe they're all shutfin, and being that emer shutfininu, therefore the halach is going to be that chayiv lahachz. Ikadami, some say, Omer Rav, Rav said, is halach avgavtel les be'el shavash de prutois. That even if it's only worth 2 prutois, chayiv lahachz. My time, what's the reason? Because emer shutfininu, maybe they're shutfin, v'chad b'inayu achuli achli l'monsigab v'chavre. Could be one of these people, he was moichol his chelik, and being that he was moichel his chelik, so really the two people that are there are shutfin. The third person was initially a shutif, meaning he was initially a shutif. So we're dealing with 3 people that are shutfin, but one of the shutfin was moichel his chelik. So it comes out now that the two people involved each have a shavah pruta chelik. Meaning, what was the reason where if it's less than 3 prutas, we said the halacha is that you don't have to return it? It's because there's no chiv hashavah saveda. If it's less than Shava Pruta. But it's possible over here that there were 3 shutfin where each person does have a Shava Pruta. And how would that be? It would be based on the fact that one person was Michael Hischelik, and therefore here the halacha would be that Yechayev Lahachzer. We're not going to go into this any more than we did, but if you take a look at the top Tois on the Yom, Tois adds a lot of Pshat Tova. One of the things Tois says is that this whole story, Sai Rav Nachman's memras and Rava's explanation of Nachman's memras, is talking about where everybody was looking for it. Meaning, you saw somebody drop something, and he was walking with one other person, he's walking with 2 other people, and everybody's looking for it. And you find it. And the question is, do you have to return it? Do you not have to return it? Right? So you could visualize that scene very, very simply. So everyone's looking, they're rummaging through it, and you found it. And then you're like, you know, and you're about to scream, but on second thoughts, I didn't realize what this was. Maybe I should keep it, right? It's dafka over there that this Gemara is, and these halachas are true. Now, Tais explains why. But one of the things Tais explains is that's why the Gemara thought, Ema Shutfininu. Meaning, this Chiddush, maybe they're Shutfin. Why would you think they're Shutfin? What are the chances that they're Shutfin, right? But it's because they're all looking for it. And being that they're all looking for it, that's a raglayim ladover that they're shutfin, and it's for that reason the Gemara threw out the possibility, maybe they're shutfin. Either way, from here until the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say some major yesoidis as it relates to the basic laws of Hashavas Aveda. This is something we're going to get back to Be'ezer Hashem in the back end of Perek Eilu Metzias, but for now we're going to do what we do. For Amar Rava, Rava said, Ra Sela Shenaflo, if somebody saw somebody drop a Sela, Nakal if Neyish, if he picked it up before the owner was Miyayish, Al Menas L'Goyzlo, with very bad intentions, he had a mind to steal it, Oiver Bekula. He's over in everything. So what's everything? Bishtum le sigza, right? You picked up someone else's things with the intention to steal it. So you're over le sigza. Umishum hashev teshive, there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. You picked it up not to do Hashavas Aveda. So you're over hashev teshive, umishum le sucha le salim. Additionally, you're over the leisase of le sucha le salim. Va'afal gav techazu lachayish. And even if you return it after the owner is miyayish, meaning when he finds out about it and then he's miyayish, matonuhu di yoevle, it's very nice, you gave him a gift, but you should know vi suruhu da ovid ovid. Any aveir that you did, you did. So if somebody picks up something that somebody dropped, lifnei yish, so what's the halacha? Hashavas aveda. If you picked it up with the intention to steal it, so you're a gazlin, and then you're over the asay and the lois asay of Hashavas aveda. And if when you return it, the person was already miyayish, so now you are kind of it. And therefore, if you return it now, really what you're returning is something that's yours. You're giving a matana ba'alma, and being that it's a matana ba'alma, the halacha is you can't in any way correct any of the averus that you did. Tosfos says, I don't understand this. What happened to Hashavas HaGzela? Forget about Hashavas HaVeda for a second. What happened to Hashavas HaGzela? Everyone knows that if somebody steals, So the halach is, there's a mitzvah saseh to return it. So what happened to Hashavas Agzela? And even Hashavas Aveda, the Tosfos says, I have a hard time with that. Once the person's miyayish, if I return, it's not Hashavas Aveda. So Tosfos says, Ein hachinami. When the Gemara says that even if you return it, Isura David Ovid, the Gemara just meant the lav of Leisucha Lesalin. But Ein hachinami, as it relates to Leisigzel, you can correct that by returning it. And as it relates to Hashav Teshivim, that's also something you can correct. So really, this Gemara is a little bit of a misnomer. When we say, Matono hu diyavle visura David Ovid, it's only referring to the Is of Leisucha Lesalin. Another very big halacha. Naklo lifnei yish. What happens if somebody dropped a cell? The person picked it up before yish. Amanas lachzira. He had the intention to return it, and then he said, "You know something? Let me keep it." Ulaacha yish nischavin lugoizlo. He decided to steal it, but he decided to steal it after the person was already miyayish. So he saw the cell fall. He picks it up. He has all the right intentions. Then he says, "You know something? I can use the money." So laacha yish. He says, "I'm keeping it." Over. Mishum Hashav Teshivin. In this case, he's only going to be over Hashav Teshivin. He's not over Leisigzo, because when he picked it up, he had a mind to return it. He's not over Leisucha Lesale, because he wasn't Mesale. He didn't turn a blind eye, he picked it up. What is he doing now? He's just not returning it. So the only thing he's going to be over is Hashav Teshivin. Here too, Tosfos fires away. Tosfos says, what? The only time a person is a gazlin is if he takes somebody's money be'isser. What about someone that doesn't pay his employees? He's a gazlin, a kovesh schar socher, even though you didn't take anything unlawfully. So what happened to that? It's Tosfos kash. I mean, it sounds like from this gemara that the only time you're ever a gazlin is if you go and take something be'isser. But if I take something that's yours beheter, right? A kovesh be'pekadin is a gazlin. So why should this be any different than that? It's Tosfos kash. Third case that Rava said, himtim lo ad shenis yashua b'aylim. Let's see somebody dropped something and he sees it. He could pick it up right now and return it, but he says, you know something? I know it's a matter of moment. Right? Just let me wait it out a little bit, tough it out, give this guy a couple of minutes. He's gonna say, once I win my wallet go, at that minute, he's gonna say, and I'm gonna be the first person there, I'm gonna pounce. So, I mean, obviously, this is not the finest thing you can do, but let's say a person did this. You're not a gazlin. Again, it's not geschmack, but you're not a gazlin. And you're not even over hashif teshivim. What you're over is leisucha lesalim. You turn the blind eye. But hashif teshivim, and Leisigzel, you're not over. Now, the fact that you're not over Leisigzel is easy. Why are you not over Hashiv Teshivim? This is a big shaila in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that you see from here that the only time a person is over Hashiv Teshivim is you physically pick up the Aveda. Meaning, when is the Chi of Hashavas Aveda Chal? It's how when you see it, or it's how when you have it in your hand. Some of the lumdus that comes out of this Gemara. Leisucha Lesalim, that's easy. Don't turn a blind eye. As soon as you see it, that's Leisucha Lesalim. Right? Loisira, the Torah says. But as it relates to Hashif Teshivim, near Yesh Lachkar, is that chal as soon as you see it? Or maybe for that, it actually has to be in your hand. So some Rishonim say that's Pshat in this Gemara. Other Rishonim, according to those Rishonim, how do you learn this Gemara? Again, these few lines here is like the Shas Katan of Eilam Metzias. Like 5-6 lines where the Gemara just lays out a couple of members from Rava, where you mamish see the whole lumdis of the Lavin and the Surin and a lot of different dinim that relate to Hashavas Aveda. Zok Gemara Vayta, Omer Rava, another member. Hi, man, the Chazik, the Nafal Zuzim, Chavrei, Beichalto. There was somebody who saw his friend drop a coin in sand. This person found it, the shokle, and he took it, like, doesn't have to return it. My time, what's the reason? Now, who did not for me? Miyayish, because whoever dropped it was Miyayish. Says Rava, I'll tell you a chiddush. I forgot the chazi, the icy arbol of a marble. Now, what if you see the person who dropped the coin in the sand, he brought a sifter, meaning he's bringing out all the latest technology to try to figure out a way to see what and where this is. It doesn't matter. You can still keep it. What do you mean? He's not miyayish. He's for sure not miyayish. Not meimar amar, we assume. Meaning, when this person's looking out for the coin, he's not looking for his coin. You know what he's saying? He's saying, listen, I lost the coin. Somebody else probably also lost the coin. Right? Sometimes when you're looking for your thing that you lost, you find the same thing that somebody else lost. It could be that's what's going on over here. And it's for that reason we assume that really the person's miyayish, but he says, you know, let me break even. Maybe somebody else dropped a quarter here and I'll find his quarter instead of my quarter. Mashkach the media, I'll end up with something. But the bottom line is, just because he's looking for it doesn't mean he wasn't miyayish. We assume he was miyayish, and therefore the halachas, if you find it, you're allowed to keep it. One more Mishnah. Matzah b'chanos. If somebody finds a mitziah in a store, you're allowed to keep it. Why are you allowed to keep it? Because it probably dropped from one of the customers. You don't know who it is. It's like in a Rishus HaRabim. It's yours. Bein HaTeva V'Lechenveni. What if you found it between the Teva and the Chenveni? So for this, you had to be there. But Rashi says that it used to be that people that sold weirs, so they would have a table with all their schayra, and the moicher would sit in front of the table. He would sit in front of it, and he would try to negotiate a deal, try to get you to buy something you didn't want, right? That's basically how this worked. So the chenveni is in front of the teva. So if you find this money between the chenveni and his teva, which is behind him, so then the halacha shel chenveni, because probably fell from him. Meaning he used to keep all the schayra there, and then he had some cash there as well. So that's probably where it fell from. So if you find it in the store proper, you keep it. But if it's between the teva and the chenveni, then it belongs to the chenveni. So shulchani was a money changer. So if you find money in front of a shulchani, you're allowed to keep it. If you find it between the kisei and the shulchani, so then the halacha is, it belongs to the shulchani. Rashi says that the kisei was underneath the shulchan, underneath the table where the shulchani sat. So the shulchani was called the shulchani because he sat in front of a shulchan, right? In front of a table. The table rested, Rashi says, on a kisei. And if you found the money underneath the table, but it's from the kisei closer to where the shulchani sits, then it probably fell from him. And there the halach is, it's going to belong to the shulchani. Halakeach peres mechaver. If somebody buys fruit from his friend, or his friend sent him, his friend sent him peiros, literally. I mean, why did he send him fruit? Probably it was Purim, right? And he found money. When's the last time you sent your friend fruit? The halacha is, you're allowed to keep it. If, however, it was like nice and it was in a way where it looks like this person has a simen of some sort, like the lamachas, then the halacha is, you have to be machas. Either way. So the Mishnah said like this. If somebody finds money in a chanus, keep it. Between the teva and the chenveni, so that's already the right behind the cash register, that belongs to the chenveni. That's easy. L'fnei shulchani, if you find money in front of the money changer, harei l'shalai. Bein akisei l'shulchani, again, the proverbial behind the cash register, harei l'shulchani is going to belong to the shulchan. I'm Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza said, afilu munachin al gabi shulchan. What if you found the money on the actual table? So you didn't find it on the floor. You also didn't find it underneath the floor between the... You found it on the actual table. So said Rabbi Lazar, that if you find it on the shulchan, the halacha is, harei elu shalai. You're allowed to keep it. And it says the Gemara, let's see if we can see where Rabbi Lazar got this halacha from. Our Mishnah said, lefnei shulchan, harei elu shalai. If you find it in front of the shulchan, harei elu shalai, oh, gabi shulchan, the shulchani. It sounds like lefnei shulchani, meaning not on the table, in the store. It sounds like, however, if it would be on the shulchan, it belonged to the shulchan. Aim a sefer, but look at the sefer. Bein akisei l'shulchan ish l'shulchan. If you found it between the kisei and the shulchan, then it belongs to the shulchan. Al gabi shulchan shalai. It sounds like vaker. If you found it on the shulchan, then you are allowed to keep it. Elamei ha'lekel l'mishmam. You know, you have conflicting diyukim from the Mishnah, thus you can't prove anything from the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Loza haminol. He said, how did Rabbi Loza know his halacha? Amar Rava. So Rava said he knew it from the Mishnah. Because at the end of the day, as much as we just said you can't really learn it from the Mishnah, he knew it from the Mishnah. Because Masnis and Kashisit, there was something in the Mishnah that bothered him. My iryu detani bein hakisei l'shulchani shal shulchani. Why did the Mishnah say that if you found it between the shulchani and the kisei, the shulchani keeps it? Listen, al gabi shulchan. Say better. Say, if you found it on the shulchan, you're allowed to keep it. Inami, or matza b'shulchanos. It should have said that if you found it in the shulchanos, kidiktani reisha matza b'chanos shalai. Right, the reisha said, was talking about someone that found the metziah in a chanos. The next part is talking about where you found it by the shulchani. By the chanos, we said you found it in the store. Matza b'chanos. By the shulchani, what does it say? You found it lefnei the shulchani. So he hit his deer. By the chanos, what's the halach? It has to be in the store proper. Once you're getting it close to the cash register, it's a different Indian. By the shulchani, it doesn't say the store. It says in front of the shulchani. The table's in front of the shulchani. So elish maminu, afilu munach, agabi shulchan, arei shalai. It sounds like even if it's on the table, arei shalai. So again, Rabbi Loza said, if you found it on the table, what's the halach? In front of the table, you keep it. Behind the table, it belongs to the shulchani. What if you found it on the table? Says Rabbi Loz, you get to keep it. Why? Two diktukim. Number one, the Mishnah says, Bein akisei v'loshulchani harei elu shal shulchani. It sounds like anything else belongs to the person that finds it. Additionally, the diktuk of matzah b'chanus versus matzah lifnei shulchani. Matzah b'chanus sounds like it's in the store. Lifnei shulchani sounds like as long as it's in front of the shulchani, even if it's in front of the actual shulchan. One last gemara, halakeach peiros michaveroi v'chulu. What did the Mishnah say? If somebody buys peiros or takes peiros from his friend, or if his friend sent him peiros, and lo and behold, this cash. So what's the halacha? Harei elu shaloi. Unless it's tsrurin, there's a simin, then already the halacha is noitu l'machr. It says the Gemara, Amri Shlokash from Rabbi Yana. The only time this is true is elu b'lekech menat hagar. If you bought it from a merchant, what's the point? The point is you bought it from someone who bought it from someone else who bought it from someone else. Literally, a food chain, right? So if you bought it from someone who bought it from someone, so then you get to keep it. Then you have to give it back. Why? Because you know where it came from. It came from the balabais. So if you bought it from some retailer who got it from a manufacturer, who got it from a supplier, right? That's a different halacha. But if you got it directly from the balabais, you have to return it. Because you know where it came from. And let's say a little better. The balabais knows that you know who it came from, thus he's not miyayish, and therefore the halacha is after him. There was a Tana who presented the following braisa in the presence of Rav Nachman. Those words. Rav Nachman heard this braisa. He said, just because it came from the balabais, who said it came from the balabais? Who did the Doshen? Who was Dosh? Rashi says, Miloshen Dosh, one of the Lama Tesmalachas. Who threshed this? Was the Balabais? No, it's probably someone that works for him. And which worker? I don't know. So again, the halacha should be Arei El Shaloi. So when the Tana heard Rav Nachman's Kasha, so he was pretty taken. It's good Kasha. He said, Ismaya? Right, you find this in a bunch of places in Shah. He said, should I erase it? Meaning, does this mean this is a bad price? I'm like, no. Relax, you don't have to erase it. Tatargim, Masnisin, Kigoin, this price was probably talking about a situation where this person had people that worked for him that were avodim and shvachos. They were knanim, kol mach kona eved, kona adon, kona rabbi. And as a result, over here the halacha is going to be as is. But no, don't jump to any conclusions. You're not forced to erase any prices. You can keep the price the way it is. There is a way to make sense of this price. Exhale. So just speak out. One ha'ara me'inyana d'yayma, and this is a ha'ara nifla that I heard from Yedid Nafshi Hagoyin Rav Moshe Shlomiak Shlita, the Baal Oitzreis Chesam Sofer, and that is as follows. The Gemara in Masechtas Megillah Daf Hei Amid Beis is medayik psukim at the very end of Megillah's Esther. So at the very, very end, this is already Perek Tes after the miracle. It says, Al Kena Yehudim HaProzen, Hayoishvin Ba'orei HaProzois, Oysem Es Yoyim Arba Asa L'Chodesh Adar, Simcha U'mishta V'yontov, U'mishloyach Monois Ishlereye. So, Mordechai and Esther, Baruch HaKodesh Nemro, they have this idea that we're going to make a Yontif every single year. We're going to celebrate and we're going to commemorate these great miracles that took place. And what are we going to do on that day? We're going to make it a day of Simcha, a day of Mishta, and a day of Yontif, u'mishloyach monos ishlo reyeyu. If you look three psukim later, says the pasuk, hayomim ashenocha bema yehudim eoyveim, v'achodesh ashenepach lehem yogin v'simcha, u'meyevel yontif, lasis oysam yimei mishta, v'simcha, u'mishloyach monos ishlo reyeyu, u'matonos levyoinim. What did they end up making the day of Purim into? A day of mishta, a day of simcha, a day of mishloyach monos, but no mention of Yontif, in lieu of Yontif, a day of Matanis Lev Yoyim. Meaning, it sounds like L'chatchila, the idea was that Yontif was going to be Purim. Meaning, Purim was going to be Yontif. Right? Purim was supposed to be a Yontif. That's the way this was supposed to be. But ultimately, that's not what happened. What ended up happening is, it ended up not being a Yontif. Kachava, right? We're on Zoom now. It's not Yontif. It was supposed to be a Yontif. That was the Hava Amina, but Lamaisa, that's not the way it was. And the Gemara Masechtas Megillah mutches a little bit. Why not? Says the Gemara, really, Mordechai and Esther wanted that it should be a Yontif. Of the Heim Kiblu Alai, Klai Yisrael was not Mekabel. They did not accept. They said, no, Adkan. That it should be a Yontif, this is not something that we're willing to accept. The question is, why not? What's going on over here? So the Chasam Sofer, in a Drasha, he says, a Dovar. It's in the new Drosha Chassam Sofer in Drush Chaf Aleph, and this is a Drosha that the Chassam Sofer said on Purim Katan in the year Tav Kuf Tzadik Zayin. Says the Heilige Chassam Sofer that on Yontif there's a mitzvah for a person to invite people into his house. The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif Perek Vav Halacha Yudches says that the Iker Simchas Yontif is not just for you to be besimcha, but it's for you to be mesameach the lev ha'aniyim and the lev of the ger and the yisoimim and the almonos. And the Rambam, when he depicts the perfect Simchas Yontif, so he says that what a yid is supposed to do is a yid is supposed to invite the Aram Alayt, he's supposed to invite people into his house. So the Chasam Sofer says that had Purim been a Yontif, so the Yidden would have invited all the Aniyim and all the different people to their houses. But the Yidden didn't want that. And the reason the Yidden didn't want that is because they felt that at the end of the day, the Suda would be a little bit more geschmack if they were eating the Suda by themselves. Why do you have to have other people by the Suda? It's a little bit more geschmack. Chasam Sofer adds a knetch. He says that if a Gvir invites an Araman to his house, sometimes it could give him a little bit of a tip. Because the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos that money is a galgul achoyza ba'olam. And just because somebody has money today doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to have money the next day. And when the Gvir sees the Araman, if he's a mindful person, to him it's v'chay yitin aliboy. That he realizes that maybe he's not going to always have the money. And even if he will, maybe his children won't, like the Gemara says in the Masech the Shabbos. And the Yidden didn't want to experience the Purim Suda in a way which they were going to feel a little bit of a tzip. So you know what they said? They said instead of us feeling the Purim Suda a little bit of tzip, we're going to make the Suda by ourselves. And instead of having a Yontif, where you're going to invite our Malay to the Suda, what we'll do is, we'll send Matonis Lev Yoinim to Daniel. And the Chasam Sofer says that's why it starts off, it's going to be days of Simcha, Mishta, Yontif, Mishloach, Manos, Eshtoriyeo. There's no mention of Matonis Lev Yoinim. And then they changed it. It changed into days of Mishta, Simcha, Mishloach, Manos, Eshtoriyeo. And instead of Yontif, what do we add now? Matonis Lev Yoinim. Because Avada the Yidin Arachman, Bnei Rachman, there's no Yid in the world that doesn't want to be Mesameach to Levanim. But you know what they didn't want? They didn't want Anim to come to them. So instead of them coming to me, which is the Surah of Yontif, like the Rambam says, instead I'm going to be Mishloach Monos, and I'm going to be Mishloach the Matanis Lev Yoinim. And that's the way you'll be Mekai in the Mitzvah. But Nish by Mir by the Surah. Why not, but? Why not? So this is the Dover Pella. I mean, up until now it was also a Dover Pella, but this is the punchline Dover Pella. Says the Chasam Sofer, you know why? Because the Yidden wanted that their Surah should be a Zecher. It should be a zeichah to Sudas Achashverosh. And we know by Sudas Achashverosh, it was Lasois Kirtzoin Ish V'ish. And what does it mean, Lasois Kirtzoin Ish V'ish? So we spoke about Ish is Mardchai Ein Shom Yish, and V'ish is Haman, which is Yish. But Pashin Ein Mikri Yoitze V'dei Pshutai. The Lasois Kirtzoin Ish V'ish was that every person got whatever they wanted. Every person got whatever they wanted. So the Sud of Purim, Klai Yisrael wanted should be a zeche to the Suda of Achashverosh, and the Suda of Achashverosh, it was perfection. It was lasis kitzoyin ish v'ish. So even that sip of seeing the Araman that's going to remind you of the Galgal Achoyz of Oilam, even that's something that Klai Yisrael was like kibbul alayu, and that's why it's not a yontif. Avada, you can't have simcha without being mesameach aniyim. It's true, matonis lev yoinim. Aben nishpamir and shtub, because we want the Suda to be may ain the Suda of Achashverosh. So what's the Pella? Klai Yisrael's making a Suda? Zeche to the Suda of Achashverosh? The Suda's Purim that we're going to eat in a few hours is a Zeche to Suda Achashverosh? How do you understand that? It's from the biggest pleas in the world, but the Heilige Chasam Sofer said this. That means it's Torah Misina. So how do you understand this? What's Posh Nipshat? Right? Esther Bruch HaKadosh Nemer, the Chasam Sofer was also Bruch HaKadosh Nemer. So how do you Posh it understand that this idea that we don't have a yontif today, all it is matanis lev yoinim, is because we want the Suda to be lasus kirtzoin ish v'ish, mizomachin as zecher for Suda sachashverish. So Rav Shlomo Yok said, a dover nifla. He said that if you take a look at the Nesivas' Pirish, a Megillas Esther, his Pirish, which is known as the Megillas Starim. So he says that the mitzvah of Purim is to make a mishtah. He says, why do we make a mishtah? Zogt, the Nesivas, the reason we make a mishtah is to remember the Suda of Achashverosh. He says, why would we want to remember the Suda of Achashverosh? Because the Svarim HaKadoshim say, it's a Shailan the Gemara, Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Beis, but the Svarim HaKadoshim say that for sure, part and parcel, and maybe even the Iker reason why the whole Gzeir of Haman happened was Mipnei Shenenu Misudas Shalach Hashverosh. But what happened after the gzeirah. We know Klal Yisrael did tshuva. And what kind of tshuva did Klal Yisrael do? They did tshuva me'ahava. Hodir kiblu b'me'ach ha'shverush, the Gemara says in Shabbos Peches Amad Aleph, was me'ahava. Klal Yisrael, when they were makabel the Torah, the first time it was kof aleim har kigigis. Even though they said nasev and ishma, but it was kof aleim har kigigis. Ad kidei kach, that the Gemara says, mikan moido rabba lo yiraisa. Or ba'afal pikein, hodir kiblu b'me'ach ha'shverush, that's when Klal Yisrael was makabel me'ahava. The avoid of that door was an avoid of me'ahava. That means when the Yidden did tshuva, the tshuva that they did was tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva me'ira, the Gemara says, in Yuma Peivav is doinus nas and shkogas. But tshuva me'ahava, the Gemara says, is doinus nas and shkuyos. That means the avera of Klai Yisrael being nena misuda sachashverish turned into a mitzvah. And because it turned into a mitzvah, the Yidden said, we want to make a zecher. And the whole Indian of the Mishnah is a zecher. It's a zecher to the suda sach. You're making a zecher for suda sach. I would think that's a skeleton you'd want to keep in your closet. No, we're pulling it out. And we're proud of it. Because once you do tshuva me'ahava, that terrible, terrible aveir is like the grass, the schos, the biggest mitzvah in the world. Because stoinus nasi zochias. And says the Nesivus in his Megillah Storim, that's why there's an Indian of Mishnah. The Mishnah is to remember Sudas HaShverish, which once Klal Yisrael the Tshuva Me'ahava ended up being the biggest chos. So said Rav Shlomiak, that we know that Chassam Sofer, we've spoken about this in the Chaburah so many times, this is what Margul Bepume, the Indian of Zdoinis Nasi Zochios was so real in Torah's Chassam Sofer. Just to chazer over a few excerpts, Chassam Sofer says a person who eats Nevelo and does Tshuva Me'ahava, he says he's going to go up to Shamayim, and for every Kezayis Nevelo that he ate in his life, they're going to give him schar as if he ate from the Karban Pesach. Noch HaKezayis Karban Pesach. Noch HaKezayis Karban Pesach. The Chassam Sofer says in another drasha that if somebody goes to Batei Tartiyos or Batei Karkisois, and then he does Tshuva Me'ahava, he's going to go up to Shamayim, and they're going to give him schar as if he went to a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. It's a very, very real thing. One of the drashas where the Chassam Sofer talks about this Indian, Simtaiches the Pasuk in L'Dovid Hashem Oyer V'Yishi, that David HaMelech says, "Al titneni benefesh tzoroi, ki kamu bi'edei sheker v'fei achamos." See, he says, what was David HaMelech saying? He says that, picture the scene, a person's going to come to Shamayim, and all of a sudden, this guy who ate in a veil his whole life, this guy was going to Bati Tartios, and they're going to give him schar as if he went to Beis Medrash. So there's going to be a snanegar that's going to come up into the heavenly tribunal. He's going to say, oh, this person, on this and this night, he was at Beis Medrash for 5 hours. And all of a sudden, two edim are going to walk in, and they're going to say, he was in Beis Medrash. He says, what do you mean? He was with us. We were in a stadium together. What are you talking about? So David HaMelech said, but what's the emes? The emes is, because doinus nas and schuyos. He says, al titneini benefesh tzoroi. Ki kamu b'edei sheker b'fei achamas. The Edom want to come up and they want to say that my sanegra b'edei sheker. Because the Edom zoinimin, imanu ayisim and makam. Don't allow them. But this Indian in Teres Chassam Sofer was so real. And not just real. You eat a kezayis neveli, you get schal like you eat a kezayis from a carbon Pesach. You go to batei tartiyos, you're going to be rewarded as if you went to a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis Medrash. Klal Yisrael was nena misudasa shel HaShverosh. Once they did tshuva me'ahava, that suda became the biggest suda. It is like the sudas Levyosan. This is mamash sudas Mashiach. It is like the biggest suda you could fathom and you can imagine. That's what this suda ends up being. And that's why we want to make a zeicha for this suda. And that's the oimik of the Chassam Sofer. The Klal Yisrael said, we want this to be a zeicha for sudas HaShverosh, which was lasis kitzoy nishvish. And we're not going to have that if it's a yontif. Why are you making a zeicha for Sudas HaShverish? Because once Klal Yisrael did tshuva me'ahava, the Sudas HaShverish is the biggest sanegar in the world. He just added one knitch. Just one knitch. And that is, the Chassam Sofer says, Kam upon him. And we mentioned this in the Megillah Raid Bites. That woe is so terrible about the fact that the Yidden were nana from Sudas HaShverish. It was bad. Chassal say, there was Gilead Arayis there. There was a lot of things there. But that sealed the fate of the Jews. So the Chassam Sofer says, because we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah Daf Yud Aleph, that what went on at the Suda, Achashverosh had made a cheshbon. He knew that the Yidden were going to be in Golus for 70 years. And Baal Shetza made a mistake, but he says, I'm not going to make a mistake. And Aftaniel Tah, the Gemara says, but he knew that at the end of 70 years, the year didn't have to be redeemed. And if they're not redeemed at the end of the 70 years, that means it's over. That means the Eibishter was miyayish. And that means we don't stand a chance. We're never going to be redeemed. So what did he do? He took out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Vesikar teferes k'tulasa. He took out the begodim of the Kohen Gadol. The Suda of Achashverosh was a Suda celebrating the fact that the Beis HaMikdash would never be rebuilt. So the Halak Chasam Sofer said that the reason it was so terrible, the fact that the Yidden were nene misudas Achashverosh, is because when the Yidden were nene misudas Achashverosh, they were partaking in a celebration over the fact that the Jews will never be redeemed and that the Beis HaMikdash will never be rebuilt. How do you come back from that? It's impossible. It's impossible. This wasn't Stam Hoylus. This wasn't Stam Hefkeris. They just celebrated a Suda, which meant that they are poshid. They're going to get drunk over the fact that the Eibush is never redeeming the Jews. They completely wrote a Kaddish Baruch Hu off. They were Miyayish Mena Geula Legamri. And that's why they lost their Sus. That's why they were in the Sky of Kloya. It's because of what this celebration represented. You know, one of the places that the Chasam Sofer says is he says something so sharp. The Pasuk says, right, he went out with his Tcheles, Argum, Gaman, and he went out with the Levush. And then the Pasuk says, V'ho'ir Shushan, Tzahala V'samecha. La Yehuda Moisa Oir V'simcha. So the Chasam Sofer says something only the Chasam Sofer could say. Ready? He says, Mordechai Yotza. Mordechai went out with the Levush. That looked very, very good. But inside he wasn't happy. V'ho'ir Shushan, it was only the rest of the city. They were Tzahala V'samecha. La Yehudim, it was Oyer V'simcha V'sasim V'kar. Mordechai Tzadik, he wasn't in a place of Oyer V'simcha V'sasim V'kar. Mordechai superficially, yeah, he looked the part. He was dressed the part at that moment. But he didn't feel it. Mordechai Yotna B'chitzoinis, and only the Ir Shushan, as opposed to Mordechai, they were Tzahala V'samecha. Zoktach Samsoi for why? He says, Mordechai Tzadik, as much as he realized there was a Yeshua, but he was living in the time of a Churban, in the time of Golos, there was no Beis HaMikdash, and because there was no Beis HaMikdash, so he felt that how could I be besimcha? Bepnimius? You expect me to be besimcha? Akati Abdi Achashverosh, and the Gemara says in Megillah, Yudalad Amar Alf. How could I be besimcha? Superficially, Mordechai Yotzo, yeah, it looks like this is the best of times. It looks like this is not Shaykh, but inside he didn't feel it. Abu Vo'ir Shushan, listen to these words. Tzahola v'samecha, kiloi ich. Because the city of Shushan, they didn't care very much about Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because you see, they were Nenu Misudasa Shalai Sarasha. What was that Suda? What's the Oimik of the Chasam Sofer? The Oimik is Dr. Shlomiak, it's the Chasam Sofer Lashitasa. That's what that Suda was. And as a result, they didn't care. So, per day, just didn't want to die. So, good, there's no Gzeira anymore. Gevaldik! For here, Shushan Zahal of Isamech, Abu Mordechai, he's Yotza Belevush Malchus. Chitsoini is superficially, yeah, he looks like, but he wasn't happy. Mordechai couldn't be happy. How could he be happy? Liboy shover kimi koydim. Ki mahir viach, says the Chasam Sofer. What did he gain? Akati abdi achashverishana. Nothing. And therefore he was still tzibrachim. But then eventually Klai saw the tshuva. And when Klai saw the tshuva, it was hadir kiblua. So now all of that, I don't care about the Beis HaMikdash. Ki lo ichbas lehu b'churban Beis HaMikdash. Only the Chasam Sofer can say these words. No, that line. That line they did tshuva on. And you know what happened when they did tshuva on that line? Zdoinus nasas chui. So what happened to the Sud of Achashverosh? I don't know. But it certainly sounds like if every Kazayas Nevela becomes a Kazayas of Achilas Pesach, and going to Bati Tartiyos becomes going to the Beis HaKnes, Beis HaMikdash, this Suda became the Spitz Suda for Beis HaMikdash. That means Klai Yisrael just got together with such a tshuka, and with such a slavis, and such a Sairis. All we want is Ritzoinenu Liris Es Malkeinu. All we want is the Gula. What happened right after? Afterwards, call him Sabla Yerushalayim. Zoicha v'roi b'sim chasa. Klai Yisrael was zoicha to the Beis HaMikdash right afterwards. But that's the Oymek over here. A Yid sits by the Purim Suda. You know what? Sometimes he comes. What are we doing? What we're doing is we're remembering Sudas Achashverosh. You're remembering Sudas Achashverosh, yeah. Because you know what we're remembering? We're remembering that we did Tshuva Me'ahava. And when a Yid does Tshuva Me'ahava, Zdoinus Nasiz Ochis. You know, you hear this Melitza, but I'm telling you, in Teiretz Chasam Sofer, it's real. It's mamish real. A person who did Averis could do Tshuva Me'ahava, and he's going to get schar mamish. I'll call kezayas for kezayas. Ad kidei kach. That on today, today's day, today's the day of tshuva, right? It's the day of tshuva me'ahava. It's Purim is Kippurim, right? The Goyin said that Yom Kippur and Purim are two sides of the same coin. Yom Kippur is the Chatzi Lashem part, and Purim is the Chatzi Lachem part. It's a day where there's this incredible Isoiris of Truf Me'ahava. And what better way of showing that is by Mamish sitting down and having a Suda? What's the whole Lachma Anya? What are we remembering? We're remembering Sudasot Shalach HaShverish. Because once Klai Yisrael the Truf Me'ahava, that point, the Suda Vachashverish became the greatest to Suda in the world. We should be zoicha to v'ha'ir shushan to hol v'samecha la'yehudim ha'isa oire v'simcha v'sasa v'ikar with the bias koil tzedek v'mheir v'yameinu amen v'amen.